Hey, prayers up to my friend who had some stomach pains. You know, there's a lot of things going on. This is live, by the way. Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
What up? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
And when she said that, hey, it's like, hey, I went in for some stomach pains. I was thinking of JD when he talked about this explosive diarrhea situation going on in the East Coast.
Yes.
Now it's in Arizona. I was like, oh my God, is she going to tell me that she has that as well? She went in and they're like, well, you're having problems in your stomach because we have to pull out your appendix.
Oof.
Okay, so what are the symptoms of that?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's stomach pains, and obviously.
Yes.
I've heard of people with their appendix burst.
Yeah, if your appendix bursts, you need to go to the hospital ASAP because it could actually kill you. It does nothing inside of you whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
But the second it bursts, it could kill you.
Guys, stop being afraid of going to doctors and hospital. I'm a big advocate, and you guys know me, man. If I have anything, I go to the doctors. I have like 5 doctors on standby. I don't play with that because my family has health problems. There's diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, you name it. My family goes through. So I take my health seriously, not for just myself, for my kids. I feel like it's very irresponsible of me of having to put my kids as I get older and they get older. They're going to inherit dad's health problems, which me, my brother, my sister inherited my dad's. My dad never went to the doctors. He never went to a hospital. Mm-hmm. He's stubborn. And now in his 70s, he has all these problems. That first detection is key. If they would have handled these years ago to let him know, hey, you're diabetic.
Yeah.
Hey, you have prostate cancer. Hey, you have high blood pressure. All of that now is what we're going through right now with my dad. So have you ever, and we're going to open the phone line, 602-805-0101. Have you ever went to the doctor, the hospital, like ER or something like that, thinking it's one thing, but it's another? Like my friend's like, I'm having stomach pains. Maybe she thought, she's like, oh, I have this thing going around. I ate lettuce. I licked lettuce and maybe I have that virus going around. Like, no, your appendix is going to burst. We're going to have to do surgery and get that out ASAP. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure she's going to be fine. It didn't burst. Like I went to the doctor's because I had a burn in my hand.
Yeah.
I went and he's like, hey, haven't seen you in a while. It's been about a year. And they had to do my annual.
Oh, that.
Oh, man.
Gotcha.
Like, every January.
My dad had prostate cancer. Mm. So got to check my prostate. Now, every year I stay on it because early detection is key. So, man, he's like, you know the routine. He gets out that glove. He puts that petroleum jelly. I'm like, are you going to buy me dinner first, bro? He just starts laughing. He's like, you know the person. I'm like, oh. And the thing is, he had 2 med students following him.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
No.
Yep, this happened to me.
2 girls.
Oh, no.
So I was like, this just happened yesterday. I was like, do I face them? Like, do they view my butt? I'm like, they have to learn. But these girls, they look like they're 21 years old, if that.
They're probably
like,
just starting school or
I know.
Getting to learn
and
all that stuff.
I just kept thinking, I hope they don't know who I am. I hope they don't know I'm that guy on the radio. I don't mention, and this guy's loud. As soon as he comes in, hey, what's going on? Call Raffy.
Oh,
he goes,
no.
Your boy is everywhere. He's so loud, and this big guy, and I hate that he has big knuckles because I have to have this yearly test with this guy. So I'm thinking when I leave, I'm like, all right, well, I got it done. He's like, you're fine. Went right in and out. Like, thanks. He's like, so call your dad and tell him that you're being responsible. And after I do one every year, I call my dad. He's like, it's good, puppy. That's good. You get checked out.
That's a good tradition.
But like he came in and I see these 2 girls following him. Like, I'm thinking it's about one thing. He's like, you're here. We haven't did it in a year. Like, no. And he gets out the glove. He doesn't even ask me if I want to get it done.
I know, dude.
I love that he's like, no, we're doing this.
Yeah.
We're going to do this.
Doesn't give you the choice.
Does it? Mm-hmm. That's why I like going to him and check me out. I'm fine. But those med students. So I kind of looked at him. I put my hands on that
I'm getting
paper.
I'm thinking about it.
Because I was like, well, I can go the other way. What I usually do is like, nope, I'm going to look their way. I'm not going to stare at my cheeks.
Dude, we talked about this when I went in and there was, I think it was a med student. And he said that this would have been his first one. He goes, hey, would you mind? I have a student here who is, you know, helping out and is trying to get some experience. Like, would you mind if he did this? And the moment he said it was the first time, I'd be the first person he ever do it. I was like, you can tell him to leave. And I had him removed from the office. I'm like, I'm not going to be your guinea pig for something like that. So, and then you had 2 girls. Mine was a guy.
Yeah. If he would have asked me, I would have been no. And I was thinking, I was like, can you tell him to leave? This is a little, but I was like, no, they have to learn. They have to learn.
They're going to see so much stuff in their field. I think, honestly, they're immune to it.
Yeah. So if you would ask me, would you allow them to do it? I would have been no.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they definitely had smaller hands.
There he goes.
Yeah. Probably should have.
More dainty, delicate hands.
Yeah. I call them Dr. Knuckles. So maybe in retrospect, I should have. I picked one of the young ladies. I was like, no. In my head, if he would have told me that, I would have been like, no, absolutely not. They can stay and understand. This is what you're going to have to do. But no, I wouldn't have had that either.
Outside of your burn, has anything in your body felt weird where you were like kind of glad that this was all happening? Because usually they tell you if you feel weird, that's when you need to go in, like when your body is feeling.
I've had everything done to me. I thought I had tumors in my head. I thought I had cancer. I thought I was dying. You guys have been part of the show 3 years. Oh, yeah. I've died 8 times.
I know.
Yeah. But you've resurrected each time, my
friend. Every time, man.
Every time.
I am Jesus.
You are.
Bro, you're passing your lumps to me. I thought I had a cancerous lump and it was just something random.
Yeah. I have a nurse practitioner, doctor, and the number one thing that I suffer from, I will let you know right now, is stress.
Yeah.
I stress myself sick. I make myself think I'm sick, so I turn sick. So when they tell you that words are powerful, kids, ladies and gentlemen, if you're an overthinker, if you're a Libra like me and Sienna, you overthink, you literally make yourself sick. You can literally make yourself have a stomach ache. I don't know if you were younger when you just fake being sick when you were a kid.
Oh, all the time, just so I can get a milkshake from Burger King.
Did you ever make yourself really sick?
Yes.
That happened all the time to me.
Oh, really? Like it became real?
Became real. I would fake a sick that I would really like play it up. I don't feel good. And I would really get sick.
Yeah. I used to do that and I used to get headaches.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, yeah, I have this crazy headache. And then I ended up getting one.
Same. That happened to me so many times.
It's like instant karma type thing.
I stopped doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
I stopped doing it. I stopped casting these spells on me.
Yeah. Because then I would go back to school and have double the homework the next day. I'm like, this is stupid. Just wanted to stay home because I didn't want to wake up. And I got double homework. It's dumb. So anyways, have you ever went to the doctor or you went to the hospital and you thought it was something? Like, yeah, it's this. Oh, also this. Did we not talk about on the show that someone went for a lady went in and not only did they say, oh no, you have this, but that you're also pregnant?
We have talked about that.
Right?
I think.
Was that your friend?
Yes, that was my friend Kylie.
Kylie.
She went in to just do like a physical. She was having problems getting pregnant. And then they asked if they could like test her urine and came back and they're like, hey, so you're pregnant.
Yeah. Not only you do not have a problem being sterile, you're actually pregnant.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Right. So showing up here drunk is a problem.
That's right. She thought it was a hangover.
Stop doing that.
Like, yeah, you should probably stop on the Jack because you're going to have Jack or Jill. Call into the show. 602-805-0101.